the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. We got basketball. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probably already underway because there are a gazillion games on the docket that started off at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. And I think that games probably will not end until after midnight, even Mountain Time, Lundy. So we got to get, you know, rocking and rolling. We got to dive head first into the pool and try to put together some of our best bets of the day. And let's start off with a little parlay play, shall we? And cue the afternoon delight, rockets in flight. Yeah, that's exactly right. And hopefully they're going to be booming above all of our heads because we're going to score a winner and party on down in celebratory fashion and roll it into the evening session. So here we go. Again, all these games, they tip off late afternoon, depending upon what time zone you're in, except for the far left coast. But out east, it's early evening games. Central time zone also the same, and it's kind of like later afternoon mountain time zone. But anyway, I've got a four-legger for you. Give me Wichita State taking on Tulsa. Give me the Baylor Bears taking on Oklahoma. Give me Central Florida against South Florida. And then give me UCLA against Wazoo, Lundy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. All four of those legs hit at DraftKings Sportsbook. That is a cool plus 212. Let me give you a little bit of background before I get your opinion on this. You look at what Wichita did in the regular season against Tulsa. They beat him twice by 10 points in each game. Tulsa, by the way, dead last in the American Athletic in adjusted defensive efficiency. Meanwhile, for Baylor, I don't know if you really need any evidence, they beat Oklahoma by 10 and 14 in the regular season. And since February 1st, the seventh best team overall in college basketball and firmly fixed on the one line in my latest version of the bracket big board. Meanwhile, now, UCF is just a full fade of the Bulls of South Florida, who are number 346 in adjusted offensive efficiency on the year. And then you got UCLA, a team that very quietly is still inside the top 20 adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. Only a handful of teams can say a similar outcome in those two categories, and Wazoo lives and dies by the three. So again, all four of those legs hit. Wichita, Baylor, UCF, UCLA just seem to win straight up, each one of them, plus 212 at DraftKings Sportsbook. How about them apples?
I like it because there's so much basketball on today. My my word of advice. Ah, yes, let's hand out some advice this morning, shall we? Folks, do not go for the home run today. Build yourself a bunch of two, threes, and maybe fours.
You don't want to go like Calvin Ridley, eight-legger?
No, no, no. I don't want to go. I don't want to go that far. But I did. I did hear that he put $1,500 on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. I think the trick here today, because there are so many games. Look, some of these tournament games go upside down. You know that, Brad. In part because we've got some teams that know the only way they've got a shot is if they win the tournament, right? So you've got some teams that, you know, you've probably got some coaches' staff to just go, hey guys, who gives an F? Let's just go have some fun. And sometimes that leads to wins. And so some of these get a little bit difficult to predict, especially when we're only talking like second round, right? Quarterfinals. When we get towards the semis and the finals, I feel like a lot of times the chalk comes through for us. But on these particular games, don't try to go too crazy with a lot of legs in the parlay. Do something small, because I'd hate for you to be like, I don't know, a guy that I know kind of looks like me, blonde hair, mid-40s, who will consistently go like 6-1 on his parlays. And so you might want to shorten those up. I'm just throwing it out there as, you know, there's this guy I know that, you know, might want to give you that advice.
Yeah, not at all a doppelganger by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all.
I think his name is Mate Fundy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. How did you know? Oh, you must know him too. You must know him too.
Oh, he's a great guy. Great guy. That other guy, Nate Lundy, douchebag completely.
Total douche.
Total D-bag. And with that, let's get to it here on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, the puck kind of sucked yesterday because he had a limited slate of games to choose from, but it is a smorgasbord tonight on the ice, and I know you probably got multiple tickets already locked and loaded in the National Hockey League, so give me your best bet of the evening. What do you got for me?
Well, the good thing is, as crappy as the hockey was last night because they only gave us two games, we did hit our featured pick yesterday.
Nice.
So Vancouver took care of business in regulation, and we're going to go back to that in regulation well tonight because I think there's a good opportunity for it between two, shall we say, not so good hockey teams. The Ottawa Senators will be hosting the Kraken. Seattle is 1-10 in their last 11 games. They're in the middle of a five-game road trip right now. And I would love to say, oh, just hammer Ottawa. Well, Ottawa has only won once in their last seven home games. So this is one of those, like, giant piles of suck where someone has to eventually win. And I think it's going to be Ottawa just because Seattle is not very good on the road. They have continued to struggle, even though they did have that nice blip earlier this week. I think the Senators take care of it. And this is an opportunity for us to do another one of those in regulation type of bets, which pulls the juice down from where it would be if you were just taking something on the straight money line. So I'm going to roll tonight with Ottawa at home and hope that the Kraken will not be released. They will stay nice and snug right where they belong because Ottawa to win in regulation, plus 130.
Keep the Kraken in your pants.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. Only two games on the docket that I saw that were posted this morning. So extraordinarily light slate in that sport. But I'm going to get seduced about the juice with Kyrie Irving. Give me the over on 5.5 assists against the Philadelphia 76ers. Big matchup here for the Brooklyn Nets to try to maybe make a statement game and say, we're back in the Eastern Conference. Though they are trailing the Miami Heat by double-digit games in that league. But you look at Kyrie and what he has done. He's been over this in five of his last seven games. He has been a minutes hog, logging 37.7 ticks per contest over the last nine. Now, the paper matchup is far from delightful, as the Philadelphia 76ers' fifth fewest assists per game allowed this year. And according to the DVP tool out there in Fantasyland, the fourth worst matchup for a Damer. So, you know, again, the arrow, if you look at it, initial glance, fly by, the under seems to make a ton of sense. But again, a plus 110, Lundy, and knowing the recent trend of the five of the last seven, it's hard for me to ignore it. So I'm going to take the over on Kyrie, 5.5 assists against the 76ers, plus 110 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
I like this. Let's go back-to-back days where I have really enjoyed the player props that were going the opposite direction where we've had plus odds. Last night for me, it was Donovan Mitchell, 9.5 assists plus rebounds at plus odds at BetMGM, and that one hit. He finished with 10. So let's take another plus odds prop here. Five out of the last seven, highly motivated game because of the matchup against the 76ers. I think Kyrie brings the A game against Philly, and I think he gets up over this number.
All right, let's make it rain, Kyrie. Drop some dimes so we can make some dollars.
Number three.
All right, let's go to college basketball. Let's go to the Big Ten. Fantastic opening act last night. Pair of heart-stopping games. Penn State pulling away late in their contest against Minnesota to score the cover. Also scored me a ticket on the second half, so thank you, Nittany Lions. And Nebraska, God, they choked it away against Northwestern, and I had a ticket at +4.5 on the Huskers, and I had them on the money line. So unfortunately, only one of those cash. But let's go back to Penn State, and I think the Nittany Lions are going to roar against Ohio State, likely without the services of Kyle Young, one of their key cogs in that offense. You know, the entire offense of the Buckeyes is built around E.J. Liddell, but Young does a lot of the dirty work, piles up numbers in assists and in rebounds, is a stout defender as well. And for a team that is lacking defense in general, his absence is going to be felt and felt severely. You look at Penn State, a team that can really get after it on the offensive rebounding side because of John Hara, and that's going to be problematic against for Ohio State, as the Buckeyes are number 284 in defensive rebounding percentage over their last 10 games. Penn State also stroking it from way downtown over the last 30 days, 37.9% from distance. And Ohio State, during that same span, number 279, Lundy, in college basketball and three-point percentage D. The Buckeyes in general right now outside the top 120 in adjusted defensive efficiency, according to KenPom.com. So Miles Dredd and your cousin, Seth Lundy, they're going to fill it up, man. And I think Penn State is going to score the cover. Hell, they may get the outright win in an upset special in Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament against the Buckeyes. So fade or follow the blue and white of Penn State plus 5 against OSU minus 110 at DraftKings.
I'll take it, because going back to what I said at the beginning of the podcast, this is one of those teams that's just like, F it. Let's have some fun. Because they're sitting with a losing record. They're not going anywhere unless they just continue to pull off the surprises. So, again, one of those teams that you got to watch out for. And these are games that I like it plus the 5, Brad, but this is also one you talked about hitting it last night. This is another one where I'm going to be watching live lines. I'm going to be looking at what it is at halftime. Let's see, we saw Nebraska do it. I can't fit them all on both hands. The number of games last night that we saw teams with comfortable leads and then chip away. And we wind up with a completely different result by the time we're done. So these live lines in these tournament games, these second rounders, quarterfinals, like I said, I'm paying attention to these, because you've got some teams, you know, sometimes you can look even at the stat sheet. I know you do this sometimes, Brad, where you're like, okay, this team is, you know, 7-for-9 from outside three. There is no way that kind of heater is going to continue for them in the second half. So let me check out the team total. Let me check out what the spread is. You should be paying attention to that, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Penn State, don't let me down, baby. Let's bring that upset against Brutus. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in college basketball plus bonus time in the NHL. Maybe the NBA, probably not. And, of course, more college hoops.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back to the action. Let's go with the Miggity Mac Daddies, and they're going to make a jump. That is Kent State, and I'm going to lay the 6 against Miami, Ohio in Maction, and that tournament getting underway. I mean, look at the Golden Flashes, man. They have been superb here since February 1st, number 70 overall in college basketball and total efficiency, according to BartTorvik.com. During that stretch, giving up just 0.956 points per possession on defense, 45.1% inside the arc surrendered. And meanwhile, on the opposite end, netting 38.6% from along the arc. They clobbered Miami by 13. Earlier in February, it was back actually on February 1st, that was the game that sparked this hot stretch down the home stretch for Kent State. And you look at Miami, number 287 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency in their last 12. So sincere voices carry. One of my favorite 80s songs by Till Tuesday, by the way. He will have this team on his back, and he will carry them and us, hopefully, to a sweat-free cover. So, Rob Sendoff's Kent State Golden Flashes, minus 6 against Miami, Ohio, minus 110 at FanDuel. Fade or follow?
Take it. Take it and run with it. They've covered 9 out of their last 12 games against the spread. They were on that 12. So in the 12-game winning streak that they're on, they've covered in 9 out of those 12. Every now and then somebody gets a little close to them, you know, a little 3-point win here, 5-point win there, 2-point win. You can see some of those. But for the most part, they're taking care of business and they're covering the spread. And so I'm going to roll with them because they're on that streak. And look, you got one of the hottest teams in college hoops right now. 12 in a row? You kidding me? I'm going to ride it till it bucks me.
Amen, dude. That Kent State team, they ain't got to cool off. They're just going to continue to make us some cash.
Number 1.
All right, let's go to the Thomas & Mack Center, which is in Sin City, Lundy. And we're going to pull a lever on the old slot machine. It's just going to be spitting out quarters because I love this wager, which means it is doomed to fail. But I'm going to ride anyway. Colorado State. The Pride of Ford Fun -1.5 against the Aggies of Utah State. I had to do a double take when I saw this line post last night, and it hasn't swayed at all this morning, and I'm a bit miffed, kind of shocked by it, honestly. I think CSU is going to handle business, and I think they're going to win by at least a handful of points. If you look at what they did in the prior two matchups against Utah State, they won by 5 and 11 points, and in those two games combined, drained 19 triples. And that is the MO of this Rams squad, a team that is seriously efficient on offense, top 20 in the nation in 6 different offensive categories, according to KenPom.com, including points per possession score, 2-point percentage offense, effective field goal percentage offense. Hell, overall, they've also tightened up defensively since February 1st, number 24 in the nation in terms of power ranking at BartTorvik.com. You look at Utah State over that same span, number 214 in the country, an effective field goal percentage defense. Now, Howarth and Barstow can really, or Horvath, excuse me, and Barstow can really score inside for this Utah State team. It's why they set the conference pace in 2-point percentage offense, but the Hot Roddy is going to be revving that engine, man. Him and Stevens and Moore, there's just too much in the arsenal here for CSU. So fade or follow, Lundy, Colorado State -1.5 against Utah State in Vegas.
This is a gift. This is the gift that'll keep on giving, Clark.
This is
shocking to me. This CSU team. Here's what you got to look at. You talked about the fact that it was a 5-point win and an 11-point win. The thing that I will be watching for tonight, CSU's got to take care of the ball, because even though they beat the Aggies by 11, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, CSU had 15 turnovers in that game. And Utah State, by the way, could not buy a free throw. They were awful from the free throw line in that game. So I don't expect Utah State to do that again, but I also don't expect the Rams to commit that many turnovers. So those two things, in my opinion, cancel each other out. CSU can absolutely clean the glass against this Utah State team. They're much more of a hustle when it comes to cleaning off the boards. So all of that put together, CSU should handle business, I think, relatively easily. And if you want me to throw a little bonus pick at you, take CSU on the first half line as well. I think you can actually get the first half line at DraftKings right now. I think it's -1. You could also just take them straight on the money line. I say CSU comes out, picks up exactly where they left off with an 11-point win against them, and takes care of business in the first half. I think they're going to establish a lead early and then just hold off the Aggies the rest of the stretch.
Now, I'm totally loving this one, man. That one is just a head-scratcher to me. Colorado State for all of the coins possibly available to humanity. All right, Lundy, before we get out of here, let's do a little bonus time. What else you like? Pick your poison, NHL, college basketball. What tickles your fancy?
Well, after the NHL kicked me in the nuts yesterday by only giving me 2 games and giving me 13 tonight, I've got 2 bonus times for you. First one, 3-leg money liner. These are all 7 o'clock Eastern games. So there's a ton of games, by the way, at 7 o'clock Eastern on this schedule. But all 3 of these, all we need them to do is win on the money line. No regulation, nothing like that. I'll take Toronto at home against the lowly Coyotes. I'll take the Florida Panthers at home against Philly. And I'll take Boston at home against Chicago. If all 3 of those teams win on that money line, it is a +116. Then to the late night part of the schedule in the NHL, the final game of the night, the LA Kings will be at home against San Jose. Take them on the 3-way line, take them in regulation. That'll be a -125.
Ooh, I like that one quite a bit. All right, college basketball. God, there's just so much to choose from. And trust me, I'm going to have a lot more picks posted 100% for free at all times via the Google spreadsheet that I have created on social media. Just go to my Twitter account at Noisy Huevos to access that. Again, 100% for free, always transparent, all the time. I like the Buffalo Bulls. I got it at -2. I think the line is up to -2.5 at some of the books. Taking on Akron. It's a team that beat Akron 88, or lost Akron, actually, 88-76 earlier in the season. So revenge game on the mind. The Bulls have won 9 of their last 11. One of the fastest teams in the country. Man, they get after it on the offensive glass. 37.1% of the time, generating a second chance opportunity. The Zips are the last 30 days, number 228 in college basketball, 3-point percentage D, and number 191 and adjusted defensive efficiency. So Skogman and Segu and Williams, those guys got to be key from outside in their contributions and scoring me the cover there for the Bulls. Again, for me, at minus two. Here's another little two-leg money line parlay. I mean, he brought up at the top of the pod, you got to get creative with some of these two, three leggers that are out there, maybe a four-legger on the money line. And, you know, try to boost the bankroll before the main act next week of the NCAA tournament. I think Marquette's going to beat Creighton. Down Nembhard, remember, their starting point guard. I think Michigan State will knock off Maryland. Just played them recently, though that game was in East Lansing. This rematch will be in Indianapolis, but we've seen them win straight up. So Marquette, Michigan State, plus 174. If that does happen, you look at Creighton the last 30 days, number 159 in offensive efficiency, though defensively they've been pretty good. Marquette, they can really shoot from outside, 37% from distance. I think that will be the difference and score them a close and hotly contested win. Meanwhile, for Michigan State, they've actually been outplayed by Maryland over the last 30 days, according to the advanced analytics that are out there. But the Terps, where they are most vulnerable is along the perimeter. Number 339 in three-point percentage D since February 1st. So Walker, Brown, Max Christie, those guys should open up the skies with uncontested threes and drain them and pull ahead and stay ahead for Sparty there against the Terps. And then one more for you. I like Iowa State. The line is now up to 8.5 is what the Cyclones are catching against Texas Tech. Yeah, Texas Tech is number one in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency, but they've had some scoring issues here of late. One of the games was an Iowa State winner, 51-47. The other one was a 12-point win by Texas Tech, that one in Lubbock. This, of course, on a neutral floor in Kansas City. Iowa State defensively been outstanding this year in their own right. Number 11 in adjusted defensive efficiency, forced a ton of turnovers, and that has been the issue for Texas Tech. Coughing up the basketball, number 334 in their last eight games, an offensive turnover percentage. So 8.5 points for a Tech team that has not covered in three straight. I like Iowa State. I think it's just too many points. And there you go for now. I could go on and on and on. I have a plethora of additional picks, but we don't have a whole lot of time, Lundy. So, again, follow the spreadsheet at Noisy Huevos on Twitter. Follow Lundy there as well, at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.